thoughts on the Avalanche?
Well, you know what? The last time in there, we played a good game. We, and we let it get away from us, really. But we played a good game. We played with some speed, and it was a good road game for us. And we made a couple of mental errors that hurt us. They got a good team with some skill. They're different than the St. Louis team. I don't think you want to get into a race with them back and forth. I mean, we can play that way a little bit too, but I think that they have some other things going. Speed-wise and skill-wise, that I don't think we want to play that type of game.
Different than St. Louis, but one of the games you played in the division, it seems it's always the same style, same kind of game, tight checking, low scoring. Do you find that's a little weird, all in one division?
Well, you'd have to exclude Chicago from that. Minnesota plays similar, St. Louis. You'd have to exclude Chicago. They have, they've given it to us pretty good. I don't think it's done by design. I think the way things get built they usually get built by who wins the cup and how that gets done. Then teams calculate, we better do this if we're going to win the cup this way, or versus that team. That's a strong team, What was the first?
What stands out to you about
him? Well, I think the thing that stands out for me with Jacob is his consistency up to this point. He's been a little bit, I wouldn't say fortunate, he's had a little bit of a break. He was 9 games in, he got hurt, came back, played, so that gave him an ability to look and reflect a little bit, so that's helped him a bit, but probably his consistency. The other thing is he does some really good things hockey sense-wise. I didn't realize he was as intelligent a player as he is. I find him to be very, very intelligent. That's some smart, subtle things that I really like.
A player like him, as he starts to grow and gets a little better, do you want to guard against him trying to do too much, or would you rather see that than him being a little less confident, not trying to be a certain?
I think you have to treat every guy differently and just look to see how they're doing. Right now he's doing some things and trying things and having success with them, so I would have a tendency to more let him be, and I would maybe talk to Charlie a little bit about some of the things and discuss that, but I would more let him be. If he wasn't having success doing those things, I'd be like, okay, we've got to corral him a little bit here. He's trying to overplay. And that's just a normal procedure with players, because they try to see what they can get away with, and it's like, if it ends up in the back of your net or scoring chance against, it's like, okay, whoa, just, But I do get your point. There is a level where you have to allow them to grow and to be able to find out what they can do. With him, though, he has made fairly good decisions that have had fairly good results, and his adjustment period has been good.
When you look at your players' minutes, Buffalo is, up around 28, 29, and Jacob's been around 20. Do you look to see if you can kind of bring Buffs down to 25 and Jacobs up to 25 and kind of balance them a little bit? And as you do that, do you look to see if those extra minutes expose Jacob a little bit?
We're not at that point right now, I let Charlie kind of manage that. I don't get into too much of what he does back there. Let him manage that. And usually what happens is the game gets played out. If the game goes a certain way or a guy's going a certain way, then, you go with it. And if it doesn't, because you don't like the way the guy's performing, it's like, well, I got to – there's too much risk. I don't feel comfortable with that right now. And then you go to somebody else, But it wouldn't be one versus the other. It wouldn't necessarily – if Trouba was going, you go. If it's Stewart's going, you go with him. If Ellerby's going, you go with him, It just gets – it plays itself out. That's kind of how you go. We don't – measure like that. Eventually you might, but I don't, not right now. We're not doing that.
James Wright doesn't appear on the score sheet often. He's got an assist and 2 penalty minutes, but he's played 32 games this year, so that suggests that he's doing something that you like. What is he doing?
Well, I don't think James Wright's game's going to be about statistics. Not yet, let's put it that way. There might be some. I don't think that he needs to worry too much about the statistics, but You know, he's a he's a dependable, trustworthy player. He's a good penalty killer. He's got good speed. He's good on the forecheck. He manages the puck pretty well, has a good understanding of a lot of those things. The other thing that has worked in his favor to a degree has been his ability to play center, because he's played there for whatever it's been, Jim Slater, since he's been out. Now he's back on the wing, but 5 weeks or whatever, he's played at center, so that's kept them there in the lineup. But he's a good player. He's just a reliable guy, and I think that he's a good fourth-line left winger that plays with energy. He's good in a forecheck. He can create some things, make things happen. I think the offensive side of things, if those things happen, that's a good thing, but that's not something we're really looking for. But they have to have trust. Like, it's hard for those type of players to be a plus players because they don't generate a lot, maybe on themselves, but he would as a line. Like, that line's been pretty good for us. You know, whether I play them 7 minutes or 4 minutes or whatever, but they've still been good. And sometimes, like, for example, in the St. Louis game, I didn't play them in the third period. They might have had, I don't think they had one shift in the third period. And the only reason was I wanted to get more rhythm to our other guys because they were out of sync, I sensed or I felt. And that's one of the reasons why. So it really wasn't their fault. It was more of what I wanted to create with the others, because I thought we were too... Four lines is a little difficult for forwards. They don't get in the game as much. And high offensive guys, they would rather play more. So when the game's stuck at 1-0 and you're kind of stuck, that's my method of trying to get them unstuck if I can. Because you've got those timeouts, those TV timeouts, which really stall it too. You know, that's a 2-minute break. That stalls your forwards, your whole team. No, the only thing I would say is that, you know, there was a lot of enthusiasm there, and that's what youth and young teams do. Plus, they were excited about Patrick going in there, and he's done a great job with that team. They've played real well. The one thing that's helped them early and is that their goalie save percentage was through the roof. It was clipping along at 96, 97%. You know, anytime you got that, you're going to have some success somewhere, you know. But they've done a good job there. But, you know, now they've hit a little bit of a bump, but that's everyone kind of goes through that a little bit. Well, I think it comes with a couple of things. I think through time we're eventually going to get it figured out, experience. But I think more than anything, it's our game management, and that's a very broad statement. Game management, you know. Like, for example, the other night, you know, we had four power plays, they had two. So sometimes something's going to happen here, you know. I'm not saying that that's the way it gets done by referees. It's just the way the game seemed to go. For example, our ability to manage the game has got to be better. We have to find ways to close out games. That's what we say in the coaching world, is find a way to close them out. And that means your behavior has to be good. You know, we've gone through games where we have taken penalties late in games that have not helped us. So that would be one area, but there's a lot more to it than just the discipline factor.
There's improvement. Or do you see that as an improvement over, like, the close games as an improvement in your game management?
Do I see it as an improvement?
In the game management department.
Yeah, I've seen it. I think it has improved. You know, we always want this to improve quicker than it sometimes does. So from that standpoint, I would like it to go a little sooner, but that's just the way it goes. And you kind of have to go with what you got. And, you know, sometimes those are the lessons you have to learn, you know. But, yeah, I have seen an improvement in it. Thanks, guys.